This weekend retreat was given by Monsignor Joseph Nemitz, March 4th to 6th, 2016, on the topic St. Therese and Her Little Way. These and other recordings are available at our website, goodcounselretreat.com.
Well, welcome to this retreat. How exciting it is to be here with you in this middle of the Lent. We're right about in the middle of Lent, and to take time out from our busy schedules and to spend it with the Lord in this really beautiful place here. We're so blessed to have this retreat center. So congratulations to all of you for being able to break away from stuff that isn't as important as your spiritual life and your relationship with God. Father Coulter, the director of the retreat center here, he runs a tight ship, and he has some announcements I'm supposed to make to you. First of all, the doors are locked at 10 p.m. for everyone's safety, so be in by 10. You have a curfew. When was the last time you had a curfew? And it would be wise to remind retreatants, he said, that this is a silent retreat, except for one recreation time, which follows Saturday evening dinner until 7:30 p.m. So Saturday evening tomorrow, dinner is, I think, at 6. And then there's recreation after dinner, whether we're done by 6:30 or 6:25 or 6:35 or whatever. And the recreation is till 7:35. And if you want to walk around and talk to people or gather, if you want to continue to sit and talk, they ask that you wouldn't sit and talk in the refectory cafeteria because the cleaners want to get home. So you can go to the library and sit and talk there. But that's the one recreation time. The rest of the time, it's supposed to be quiet. And I'll get to that in a little bit here, why that's important. It's supposed to be quiet. In the seminary, when we were in the seminary, after a certain hour at night, usually it was at least 9 o'clock and on, every day, it was called grand silence. And so we were supposed to be quiet, so people in their rooms could be reflective and making their evening prayer time and getting to sleep and all that. And that's it. Basically what's being asked of you throughout the whole day. And when we were on retreat in the seminary, we would have grand silence the whole weekend. We would have quiet time. And therefore, you're meeting someone in the hall. You don't want to look stuck up or something like that. So you just basically smile and nod, you know. But we don't want to disturb people in their rooms. And so it's really important to be quiet. And again, I'll get to more in my homily tonight why that's important for our souls individually, so that we can really connect with God. We talk to people all the time. You know, our lives are so noisy. We're always talking. And this weekend, it's a time to listen. So it's a silent retreat. Number three, in the event of an emergency, the phone up there on the counter by the gift shop has instructions to reach Monsignor John Perkinton. Father Coulter's out of town. I can't remember where he went, but he's out of town. But Monsignor Perkinton is in the vicinity here, and so if there's something that you really need, there's instructions there on how to get a hold of Monsignor Perkinton to help you if there's an emergency. Volunteers are needed for reading and leading rosaries. Perhaps it's all filled up already, but you can take a look on the counter there if there's a place for you to sign up to read or lead the rosary. And there will be coffee and cookies in the dining room tonight after Mass. Not much of a Lent, is it? But there's coffee and cookies. They want you to know that there's snacks for you because you left quickly and maybe you want to have a snack attack tonight. And that's in the dining room. And bottled water and pop are available in the refrigerator in the kitchenette over there, and the room on the southeast corner of the library, right before you enter the library over here, and it's on the honor system. So it tells you, I went quickly over there while you were praying the rosary to see exactly what's the setup over there. It says, there's a sign that says, for a bottle of or a can of pop or whatever, put 50 cents in the basket on top of the fridge. There's no basket on top of the fridge. So just put it on top of the fridge, I suppose. That'll be fine. But anyway, they forgot the basket. I am reflecting a lot on The Little Way this weekend, but I'm also keenly aware of the fact that many people have read a lot about St. Therese. So I'm not going to stand up here and just give a lot of quotes of hers. I'll give quotes here and there. But I think a lot of people are very familiar with this awesome modern saint, the saint. Several popes, at least three, have called her the greatest saint of modern times, which is a huge title. So I'm not going to be going over a lot of her life, and I'm not going to give you extensive quotes. Here and there we'll have some quotes. But I do want to bring out some of the elements of her little way. And actually, so I've got seven elements, because I talk seven times in this retreat, and I think I could have had double that. There are so many beautiful elements to her little way, but we're going to talk each homily and each conference on an aspect of her little way. In this first conference, I call Be Still. Very appropriate for your retreat, because I want you to be still. You know, stop it. Stop thinking about what you didn't get done before you came here. Just stop it. Let it go. Be still. Be still. There's a great phrase in Isaiah. I can't remember the chapter. Be still and know that I am God. Beautiful. To be still, to let God take over. There's a story about the old days out west, in the old western days. And in those days, before the use of electricity and transportation, before transportation began to flourish, the people would travel by train. And there wasn't light at night. People would kind of retire for the evening. There's a story of a little girl who was on her first trip traveling by train. Towards the evening, her mother put her into the upper berth and tucked her in for the night. And these cars were kind of all open at the time. They had berths and seats, but they're kind of all open, like a barracks almost. And her mother warned her that the lanterns would soon be turned out to save on the little fuel of the fuel lanterns, and that it would be completely dark. So the little girl knew. However, mother said, "Do not worry," because she said, "I and your daddy will be right below you, right down here. We'll be right with you. But you'll be up there, but we'll be down here. Everything will be fine." And more so, God will be watching over her, because God is with us. And so we're here, but also God is here. And he'll take care of you. You'll be okay. It'll be dark, but you'll be okay. So the passengers soon put out all the lanterns in the train car, and a heavy silence descended over the car. All they could hear was, you know, the train going down the tracks. That's all you could hear is, and the little girl, overwhelmed by the silence and the absolute darkness, became frightened, and soon a little soft voice said, "Mommy, are you there?" And soon the voice said, "Yes, dear, I am here." A few moments later, "Daddy, are you there?" "Yes, sweetheart, I am here." But the intense darkness was just a little too much for her. And she was just unable to just take it anymore. And she couldn't sense the presence of her parents. She couldn't sense it. It was just too dark. And so finally, a little bit later, she said, "Mommy, are you still there?" And one man, an impatient passenger, finally said, "Yes, we're all here. Your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles and aunts. Now go to bed." And she said, "Mommy, was that God?" In a sense, are you there? Are you there, God? It's the uttering or the cry of every soul. The uttering of every soul. Our souls here this weekend, we are wondering sometimes, "God, are you there?" And his reply, of course, is, "Yes, my child. Yes, my child. I am here." And in this marvelous weekend, what we want to do is encounter the Lord. We want to encounter God, who is here. In the responsorial psalm we heard moments ago, we prayed over and over again, "I am the Lord your God, hear my voice." Mommy, are you here? She said, yes, I'm here. Daddy, are you here? Yes, I'm here. God, are you here? And his response is, yes, I'm here. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice, is his reply to us on this retreat. We heard in that same responsorial psalm the verses, I, the Lord, am your God, who led you forth from the land of Egypt. If only my people would hear me and Israel walk in my ways, I would feed them with the best of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would fill them. I am the Lord your God, hear my voice. So this weekend, one thing we want to do is hear the voice of God. We want to hear his voice, for he is here. In the gospel we heard moments ago, the great Shema was prayed by Jesus. He quoted, Jesus said, this is the first commandment. Hear, O Israel, hear. The Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And when the young man realized that this is the truth, Jesus said, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Meaning, he is close. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Meaning, he was telling him, you are close. What a beautiful goal this gives to us on our retreat weekend. To be not far from the kingdom of God, but rather to be close to heaven. Or at least closer to heaven on Sunday than today. However, we cannot do it on our own. We cannot be saved on our own. We cannot reach heaven on our own. We need God, and he is here. God, are you here? Yes, my child, I am here, and I love you, is his reply. We need to allow God to transform us with his grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to abandon ourselves entirely to God, and abandonment is definitely part of St. Teresa's little way. She wrote once, now, abandonment alone guides me to abandon yourself, to give yourself entirely to God. That's what we want to do this retreat. She said, now, abandonment alone guides me. I have no other compass. I can no longer ask for anything with fervor except the accomplishment of God's will in my soul without any creature being able to set obstacles in the way. That's why I said, be still. Stop it. Stop thinking about what you didn't get done. Your spouse will take care of it. Don't worry about it. Well, probably won't, but big deal. But stop it. Don't let any creature or anything of creation be an obstacle in the way. A retreat is precisely a retreat to get away from the normal stuff of the world. And Therese said, I abandon myself entirely to God so that he can accomplish his will in my soul without any creature being able to set obstacles in the way. She also said, I tried to be no longer occupied with myself in anything, and I abandoned myself to what Jesus sees fit to do in my soul. For I have not chosen an austere life to expiate my faults, but those of others. And so a retreat is something where we allow God to do his work in us. We're allowing God in his grace to sanctify us. We're coming to an out-of-the-way place so that God can take care of us. And to foster this abandonment and not let anything, any creature, be an obstacle in the way, we must be still. Be still. Relax. Relax. Rest with the Lord. One of my favorite sayings of Jesus is in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. And the apostles come back pumped up after they had gone out two by two. And he tells them, after they're all excited, and he says, "Come by yourselves to an out-of-the-way place and rest a while. Come by yourselves to an out-of-the-way place and rest a while." He wanted them to spend time with him alone, quiet, thinking, praying, sorting it all out. What just happened to us? What did we just do going out in his name? We healed the sick. We expelled demons. We preached freedom and joy to the poor and the downtrodden. What just happened to us? And he wanted them to sort it out. And that's what we do on a retreat. We come by ourselves to this out-of-the-way place, this desert experience. And Jesus wants us to rest a while. He wants us to be still, to be quiet. I think it's very important on a retreat to rest with the Lord in quiet prayer. I think it's very important on a retreat to rest with the Lord and get some sleep. Don't come here and think, "Oh, I'm going to get a lot done. I'm going to stay up all night tonight, and I'm just going to read books, and I'm going to pray, and by Sunday morning, I'm going to be tired and exhausted." That's what would happen. The Lord wants us to be rejuvenated, to be recreated. He wants us to rest with him spiritually, get away from our normal routine, to rest our minds, our bodies, and our souls. That's why the quiet is so important, so we're not disturbing each other, so we can really rest with the Lord. He said, "Come by yourselves to an out-of-the-way place and rest a while." I know nearly all of you, and you work hard, and you're very generous with your time and your talents, and life is busy, it's noisy, and we're oftentimes very fatigued. This is a time to allow Jesus to recreate us, and rejuvenate us, and sanctify us, and strengthen us, and how appropriate it is right in the middle of Lent to allow him to do that. A famous philosopher once said, "If I could prescribe only one remedy for all the ills of the modern world, I would prescribe silence. For even if the word of God were proclaimed, no one can hear it. There is too much noise. Therefore, create silence." What a powerful statement. In 1896, a Carmelite nun named Sister Saint Stanislaus was celebrating the 50th anniversary of the reception of the Carmelite habit. And as a token of the celebration, she had a holy card made. She was in the same monastery as Saint Teresa. She had this holy card made, and printed on the holy card was a prayer to the Holy Eucharist, and it was written in the words of a child who was begging the Lord to obtain the conversion of a loved one. We're not sure why Sister Stanislaus had this holy card with that prayer. Did she have a loved one, a relative who had left the church? We don't know. But on the other side of it, there was a picture. So a prayer and a picture. And in the picture was an artist's rendition of the meaning of the prayer. It was a picture of a small child who had climbed upon the altar near the tabernacle and was knocking on the door of the tabernacle. And this reminded of Saint Teresa. So the picture was basically, you know, hounding Jesus to get this favor. But it reminded Saint Teresa of a time when she was cleaning the altar area. This is more of a pedestal stand, but, you know, sometimes it's a bigger altar and the tabernacle's there. And she was cleaning the altar, and she kind of actually sat up on the altar because she was trying to reach up and dust the top of the tabernacle. And this holy card reminded her of a time when she was doing that, and she knocked on the tabernacle, door and said, "Jesus, are you there?" True story. She asked that. "Jesus, are you there?" Of course she knew, but she was that familiar with Jesus and that relaxed with Jesus. She had such a great relationship with Jesus, and she had a great intimate relationship with him. She knew and understood the importance of being one with Jesus. So the little girl at the beginning said, "Mommy, are you there? Daddy, are you there?" And they said, "Yes, sweetheart, we're here." St. Teresa knocked on the door of the tabernacle and said, "Jesus, are you there?" And she could hear his voice, though he didn't speak audibly. And the answer was, "Yes, my little child, I am here." Here in this remote desert place, this out-of-the-way place, Jesus is here. During our retreat, what we want to do is be still. We want to allow Jesus to encounter us in a very intimate and spiritual and deep way. We want to allow ourselves to be able to take him in as much as we can and allow him to do his work in us. It's Jesus who will sanctify us. My prayers are with you on this retreat. I'm very excited to be here with you to share some of Teresa's little way, but also to experience with you the beauty of a retreat. How good it is for us to be here. Let us be still. Relax. Rest with the Lord, spiritually and physically, and allow him to rejuvenate us and lift us up.